Blog Talk Radio.
I'm a part of the fellowship of the unashamed. I have Holy Spirit power. I've stepped over the line. The decision has been made. I'm a disciple of His. I won't look back, let up, slow down, back away, or be still. My past redeemed, my present makes sense, my future is secure. I'm finished and done with low living, sight walking, small planning, smooth knees, colorless dreams, tame vision, worldly talking, cheap giving, and dwarf goals. I no longer need preeminence, position, promotion, applause, or popularity. I don't have to be right, first, tops, recognized, praised, regarded, or rewarded. I now live by faith, lean on His presence, walk by patience. I am uplifted by prayer and labor empowered. My face is set, my grade is fast, my goal is heaven. My road is narrow, my way is rough. My companions are few, my God reliable, my mission is clear. I cannot be fucked, compromised, detoured, lured away, turned back, deluded, or delayed. I will not flinch in the face of sacrifice, hesitate in the presence of my adversaries, negotiate at the table of my enemy, or ponder at the pool of popularity. Give up, set up, let up until I've stayed up, bored up, prayed up, preached up for the cause of Christ. I am a disciple of Jesus.
We will
here we go. You ready? I love you.
I heard you say, here we go, and then I didn't understand the other part. Are we live?
Love. Did my hair lay down? I still got one over here on this side that's not. Good evening, everybody. What is that doing that? Yeah, brother.
Yeah, brother.
Don't mind makeup, lady.
Yeah,
yeah, brother.
Not quite sure. Good evening, everyone. How is it doing that?
Good Friday evening.
Am I on? Yeah, I'm on Zoom. Hello?
Well, hope everyone had a great day.
Could you have put this here? If only sometime you could sit here and look at this screen that we see. And enjoy the view. Huh. All right. So it is 14 January.
Wow. Halfway through January already. Oh, my goodness.
Well, isn't that something?
Hi, Mary. It's good to see you here. Are you ready to relax now? Are you able to relax now? Of your chores done, now you can just sit and relax, I hope. On this wonderful Friday night.
Don't mind me, I'm just sitting here staring.
Pastor obviously has a new screen or something going on over there.
I do. I got a whole new point of view going on. But it might not be all bad. Actually, it's not all bad.
Really?
If I could see how to effectively use it. Huh. But anyways, welcome.
Welcome.
I can't tell what I got, I noticed.
So how was your day and what did you have for dinner? Where is it? I don't know where everyone is at yet. It's Friday night, so people are probably scrambling to get.
I'm not sure, Mary.
Your Facebook is not the same after you reloaded it? Really?
Mary. All right, there we go. There we go. Well, Mary, welcome. It's good to have you with us.
Everybody kind of waits because this first 2 minutes is like our setup time. I wish we could do some of this before we started, but we can't. Can't do it until after you're already on the air, so then we scramble. And so some people, I think, have figured that out and just wait until they know we're up and rolling.
But don't let that keep you away, because we'll still talk to you if we can see you.
Yeah.
Well, what I found would work, but talk about a slow process.
There's another COVID variant, they're saying. What a bunch of...
Don't say that word. Do not say that word.
So how many are they saying there is now?
Well, they'll just keep making them because they want to keep everybody bound. So they're just going to keep making them. Well, this is working. Hi, Rebecca Smith. How you doing? There's Phyllis
Hi,
K.
Rebecca.
Raymond. Well, the other side of it, Mary, is everybody received a letter from Facebook saying you can no longer post. And so Francetta Goss, we got Francetta covered. Francetta couldn't find us. So like we were saying today at noon at the prayer time, if there's ever a time you can't find us, then make sure that you go to the website. Just get used to going straight to the website. And there's a clickable link for Facebook And a clickable link for YouTube.
I couldn't find a clickable link. I couldn't find a link for YouTube over there today. I did find a Facebook one, which is awesome because that's what I was asking about last night, where to get one. But I didn't see a YouTube one.
Yeah, there's a clickable link there on the website. Anybody that's looking, if you go to the website, SamuelJCottle.com, then you're going to be able to see this. That's just wicked. What did they say?
Mary said, no, all of your info that was usually at the bottom is now at the top, and the hearts by the comments are gone, and it's hard to see the comments.
So just so you know, Mary, that you're not the only one that's having that view look. And the bottom line is, bless those who bless us, and he'll curse those who curse us.
Yeah. Yep, he did.
So without saying any names, you know who you are. And I don't like the process that you're heading yourself into. However, I can't make you change. And if you don't change, the only thing that's left for you is a curse. And I don't want that, but I can't stop God's plan.
You got a red shirt for Christmas too? A Friday red shirt?
Oh, yeah? Is that Audrey?
No, Rebecca.
Sunday Geyser is with.
Hi, Sunday.
Hi, Sunday. And Rebecca and Mary Pasarek and Brother Dan's with us. God bless you, Brother Dan. Love you.
God bless you all.
So here's the thing. If you don't see one of your best friend COFites here tonight, go ahead and click the little arrow at the bottom and share it to them, because they may be having trouble getting there. I'm going through my list and inviting people. But, wow, what a deal. From our time after the noon program on Zoom, this is what we would encourage you to do. Make all the comments you want. Just don't make the same comment over and over. And, you know, mix your comments up a little bit. Because there's nobody that's saying you can't make a comment on Facebook. Wow.
And actually, today for the noon program, I did put the verses in, and they didn't send me another warning, so.
Now, I'm getting ready to uncheck what I just been working on. And I have no idea whether or not you all will disappear. I only see one X button.
See what happens.
Everybody put your hands up as we go up the roller coaster hill. Here we go. Woo! Looks like it worked. Now, let's see how this looks. Are y'all there? Is everybody there?
I think so.
Glory be to God.
He looks real cute with a new haircut there. He really didn't get his haircut. It's been a couple of weeks, actually.
Thanks a lot, Rebecca.
He doesn't look cute, though.
All right, so can somebody please make A simple post. Hey, Effie Bell Hall is watching.
Hi, Effie.
Father, in Jesus' name, we bless Effie and their family. They are dealing with the crossing over of their son-in-law into heaven. We declare over them right now life and strength and health and peace.
In Jesus' name.
We declare health in their body, courage in their soul and in their spirit, soundness in their mind, Jesus. Give them great strength, I pray. Give them great strength, I pray. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Frank Sutter, welcome. Father, we bless every family that's dealing with the loss of a loved one. There's so many of them, we don't even know how to name them all. But we bless them today. And we bless each of our families to be strong and to be healthy and to be bold.
Amen.
Mighty warriors of the cross. In Jesus' name. Effie, did your daughter ever get connected? Because I sent her something. I never got a response. So I was trying to get her connected with us. So make sure, Effie, that you ask her and find out about that. Now, just in case your Facebook says that you're watching and there's zero viewers, no, we've got about 5 viewers. Okay? So Brother Roger said he could see. No, it wasn't Roger. Somebody else said they could see nobody. Donna. Donna said on the noon program, once she got connected, she never saw anybody else's comments again the rest of the program.
Really?
Yeah.
And see, they wouldn't let me respond to who Al.
I couldn't
respond to Al or Francis.
If you're having a situation, just bear with us. Yeah. Doesn't seem like YouTube's giving us trouble. You don't have as much freedom over there as you do here, but hey, Teresa Dowd, welcome, ma'am. God bless you. Wow.
What did everybody have for dinner?
Well, yeah, let's do what we had for dinner.
Yeah. We're always interested in hearing that, especially now.
Well, I don't, we don't want to say those kind of words out loud, but anyways. Go ahead. What'd you have for dinner?
Mm-hmm.
We will have another.
We are being Facebook police. Yes, we are.
We'll have another Zoom gathering once we're finished tonight. We will go off of Facebook and go into Zoom. And so if you want to make sure you're there for that. And we're going to talk about our process about how to go to the next level. Because that's what we got to do.
Yup.
Porterhouse steak.
Wow. What did you have with it? Did they have fried potatoes or peas? Macaroni and cheese.
Peas,
ooh,
green
Subway
beans.
Subway tuna foot long. Yum. So what is the fast next week now?
Soups and salads.
That's the last 2 weeks of
soups and salads. Actually, the way I keep seeing it is
Teresa had chicken and rice.
That next week is soups and salads. And the fourth week is technology.
Oh.
Do whatever you want with food. But let's get serious about fasting the technology distractions that keep us from the word.
Well, there you have it.
Hey, if we're going to fast, we might as well fast well. All right.
Soups and salads,
Yep. Next week, yes. Yep. And potato chips. That goes along with soups and salads. Everybody's different. Everybody's different. Some will say they'll only have a soup with no meat, but I know a lot of people that fast soups and salad, very serious about God, and they eat any soup. They'll eat a beef soup, a chicken soup. They'll eat because it's soup. They're just focused on soup. Many people I know that fast soups, they are a Campbell's soup in a bowl, eat it, and then they don't have any preparation time, and they can spend that extra time in the Word of God, which is what this is supposed to be about. So, welcome.
I could live on soup. Yeah, I love soup.
I could live on soup too. Especially here at our Walmart. I don't know about other places, but they make them big soup bowls out of bread.
Oh, the bread bowls. Jeez.
Because it has the word butt in it.
Really?
Yep.
Well, we declare COVID has no power over you. It is dead and flees from you now in Jesus' name. And you receive perfect health in every cell of your body in Jesus' name.
God bless you, Mary. Oh, what a deal. What a deal. What a deal. I hope you guys are as excited as we are. We're pretty excited here. And in all reality, I'm face to face with the reality of who we are better, more this time than we ever have. And it's okay. It's okay. If you're getting a new revelation about you, shout glory. That means God's taking you up to a new level. Amen?
Amen.
And we're going to talk some more about inheritance tonight. And I don't want anybody to be discouraged this month. Now listen, it's the number one thing that's going to attack you, because all of a sudden you're realizing my body has more control over me than I think it does.
Yeah. That is a serious revelation.
I want you to think about this fact about fasting. If your brain was as effective as what many people think it is, it would have power over the body. Mm-hmm. However, it does not have power over the body like many say that it does, your brain, your mind. I'll give you this case in point. Every one of you and me should be able to say during fasting week, out of our mouth, with our mind, say, body, we are going to drink water only and eat just peanut butter and bread and jelly. And that's enough carbohydrates. That's enough protein. That's still sugar. And it's still sweet. Mm-hmm. And there should be no reason that your mind, if it's the power that they make it, there should be no reason your mind can't tell your body, so you will have no withdrawals. But how many of you know, if that was your only diet you had for this month of fasting, you would be healthy.
Yeah.
You'd have more than enough energy and strength.
Yeah.
But your body will go into fits revolting.
Yeah.
I want you to get this point. See, if your mind was the force that many say it is, then you could just say, hey, body, right now, this is all we're going to have. And your body wouldn't revolt. But see, your body's trying to be in charge. And your mind's trying to be in charge.
And they war against each other. Any of us should be able to crack coffee any day of the week with no struggle. No, your body's got a dependency on a chemical that's inside that coffee. How did it get there? Well, your mind, your body says, I like it. Your body says, I like it. Your body says, I like it. So then your mind says, oh, we like it. But why doesn't it work when you say, mind, we're no longer going to do this? Your body says, no, we like it. No, we like it. No, we want it. Give us coffee with cream and sugar now. It's a powerful thought, isn't it?
It is. Even thinking about food, don't say that, Rebecca. Recant those words. You get what you say.
I am getting what I'm saying today. I am losing 20 pounds in this fast.
Amen.
Have you made a goal yet?
I hate black coffee. Me too, Rebecca.
I asked, have you made a goal? And Sister Rebecca said, I hate black coffee. There's your goal.
Yeah. Yeah, black coffee is just not supposed to be in.
All right, are you guys ready? I'm ready. It looks like everything is up and moving. And thank you for being here and being a part of what we do. And remember, tonight, to scramble your statements. Make many of them. As many statements as you want. Give glory to God however you decide to. Just scramble them and be creative about it. God, in this program tonight.
Amen.
Can we get an amen from anybody? Here we go. It's time to get this thing started. I like that. Worth is the lamb.
There we
go. It's all right. It's coming. Everything's cool. Everybody just maintain.
We're good.
Have we got the first screen ready?
We're all happy. Yep.
Welcome aboard. Thanks for being a friend and partner with us. If you're ready, we'll rise and make the Pledge of Allegiance. Render your honor. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And now, we'll have a moment of silence as we remember those who are missing in action, those who've paid that last full measure of devotion, those who today bear the scars of battle in their spirit, their soul, and in their body. This moment of silence is in honor of every family of the fallen and wounded who will stand somewhere today and remember their loved one's life lived and service rendered. This moment of silence will last for 21 seconds in honor of the 21 rifle volleys fired at the funeral of a fallen soldier. This moment of silence begins now. And now, if you will, join with me in singing God Bless America. God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with the light from above. From the mountain to the prairie to the ocean, white with foam, God bless America, my home sweet home. God bless America, my home sweet home. Amen. May God bless America. May God bless America. Pray our opening prayer with me tonight.
All right. Father, we pray this prayer today as children of Almighty God, as the body of Christ, as ministers of reconciliation, as ambassadors of the kingdom of heaven, by the power of the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name. We, the
community of faith, declare, thank
you,
Father, that you have filled us with your Holy Spirit. Flow, Holy Spirit, flow with your presence and power in our lives. We receive your guidance through this time of ministry, that believers' lives will be changed forever, and that glory and honor may be brought to your kingdom through our influence today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen and amen. From the great cloud of witnesses today, we join the voices of every great prayer warrior, patriot warrior, passionate patriot of this great nation, and we declare, God bless America. May God bless America. We join together with our brothers and sisters and the international community of faith and prayer. And we stand in unity together in the agreement of the realm of the Spirit. Speak it boldly as an ambassador with me. Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for us brethren to dwell together in unity. It is the precious oil running down the edge of his garments. It's like the dew of Hermon descending upon the mountains of Zion. For there the Lord commands the blessing, life evermore. Say it with me. I receive the commanded blessing.
I receive
the commanded blessing. Father, in the greatest force we can say, again today, we say, bring revival to the executive branch.
Amen.
Bring revival to the legislative branch. Bring revival to the judicial branch. We command you, repent of your sins. Turn from your wicked ways. Obey your oath of office and be blessed by Almighty God. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, say this with me. There is one body and one spirit, just as we were called in one hope of our calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in us all. But to each one of us, Grace was given according to the measure of Christ's gift. Watch this. We just did, in those four verses, our duty as ambassadors to bring unity to the body of Christ.
Amen.
Aren't you honored and proud to be yourself?
Amen.
You ready? Say it with me. I sure am happy to be myself.
Sure, I'm happy to be me.
Father, now we speak over the body of Christ and the fivefold ministry that we work hand in hand together. And we see the blessing and the strength of the body come on this earth. Here we go. And Jesus himself gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers, for the equipping of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we may be filled with all the fullness of God. How amazing is that? That we get to experience all the fullness of God. Here we go. Say it with us. Prophesy it with us. So that we will no longer be
children
tossed to and fro, carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the trickery of men, in the cunning craftiness of deceitful plotting, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up in all things into him who is the head, Christ, from whom the whole body, joined and knit together by what every joint supplies, according to the effective working by which every part does its share. Pause. I want you to say it. I am a part.
I am a part.
I'm doing my share.
I'm doing my share.
And we're being knit together. Causes growth of the body for the edifying of itself in love. I bring my gift and my supply to this body of believers today. Use me to be a blessing to others in Jesus' mighty name. Father, we pray tonight again for your amazing hand of leadership on the body of Christ. We're a mess down here, sir. We're a mess. And we need unity in the body.
Yes.
And we need the teachers and the preachers to come alive in the pulpits. We need a revival of righteousness to spread across this land. We know we are. We know we've been made righteous. In your mighty name. In your mighty name. In the name of Jesus, as ambassadors of the kingdom of heaven, we proclaim it. Send us a revival of righteousness across this land. May it invade every church and every gathering of believers, every Bible study. May people fall on their face and say, I need to be righteous with you. I want to be like you. May this revival of righteousness spread right here from us and these great United States of America to all points around the world, so that righteousness will exalt our nation.
Amen.
We speak it together right now. Father, our hope is not a wishy-wishy hope. Our hope is in you. Our confident expectation that it's coming to pass is in you. And may every patriotic event, may every gathering of believers, may every church leadership meeting that's going on now, every Friday night praise service, every intercessory prayer group that's meeting, youth group, children, young adults, old adults, it don't matter. May they be blessed with righteousness across this nation. And help us, Lord, to take this message that you have given to us and build it and simplify it so that it can get into every person's life and their lives be changed forever and ever and ever. Bless our peacemakers tonight. Wherever they may be, we bless them tonight. We declare in their lives the blessing of the Lord that makes rich and adds no sorrow with it. We declare revelation knowledge come to all of our peacemakers by the angels of Almighty God that teaches them there is no greater love than a man would put his life on the line. And while they're doing that, they've got the most powerful force of God with them every day.
Amen.
Protect our police officers across this nation as they bring peace to our communities. We bind corruption and financial wickedness from every local community, the police force. And we declare you'll be officers of the peace and not bullies in your community.
Amen.
Drive out the corruption because we rebuke it now in Jesus' name. Lord, you are our shepherd. And we will not want. We will not. We declare there will be no breach in our walls. Our enemies will not invade our land. These are the walls we are building. The walls of righteousness. Bless us tonight, we pray. In Jesus' mighty name. Pray this with me. Father, help us the living to be dedicated to the unfinished work he's fought for and so nobly advanced. Help us be dedicated to the great task that remains before us, that from these honored fallen, we take increased devotion to the cause for which they gave that last full measure of devotion. We highly resolve that these shall not have fallen in vain. We declare this nation under God is experiencing a new birth of freedom right here, right now, today. We declare this government of the people, by the people, for the people shall not perish from this earth. Long will our land be bright with freedom's holy light. Protect us, Lord, by thy great might. Great God, our King, forgive us of our sin, Lord, and heal our land. We seek your face. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. And amen. And amen. Can somebody say amen or glory be to God? Amen.
Sunday and Rebecca right there.
Glory be to God. You said them both. Good job, guys. Well, I mean, think about my statement I just made. Can somebody say amen? Well, wait a minute. That could be seen as me trying to get another comment out of somebody, but I'm not trying to get a comment. You and I are in agreement giving glory to God. That's what we're doing. Amen. And Phyllis K. Raymond's with us. Phyllis, when this month is done, I think I'm going to have to come see you so you can teach me how to eat crawfish effectively. Now that I know I have a good supply of crawfish right here in Williston, now I got to learn how to eat it. In Jesus' mighty name. Angel Collier called me and said, happy birthday to me. And then she said, I was asking her about crawfish. Well, she's like, you got to get a boiler. She knew all about it.
Huh. And so, Phyllis, do you eat the body or just the tail? Hi, Phyllis.
Hi, Phyllis. Anyways, welcome, guys. We're glad to have you with us. Let's talk about January for the community of faith, all right? So this month is a month of fasting, not on a starvation diet, trying to convince God to do something for you. This is a month we tell our body, you ain't in charge. God Almighty's in charge. And I'm in charge. I'm the king of this being. I am a spirit. You are the soul. You are the body. And you will listen to me. And it's a powerful force that's going on. We encourage you to get involved. I have a fasting outline. I'll be glad to send you if you'd like to have it. It's a little weird this year because I usually print them and hand them to people so you got them at home so you can study them. But doing it this way, I got to have you say I want it, and then I'll send it to you. And it's a good document you can print off and study for fasting. Also this month, we're dealing very specifically with our verse of the month. Our verse of the month is found in Genesis chapter 15, verse number 1, after these things, the word of the Lord came to Abram in a vision, saying, do not be afraid, Abram. Wow, just got revelation. I am your shield, your exceedingly great reward. I am rewarding everyone according to their work. God said to Abraham, I am your exceedingly great reward. So as we enter the new year, we have some very specific messages that we teach every year. The number one message is God's doing a new thing. Even now it springs forth. Let go of the old and live in the new. The next one is, you got some promised land to take, and that promised land is not a New Year's resolution. It's an assignment by Almighty God. And then we've been studying our inheritance. We've been studying how to help Brother Roger get his inheritance. And we've been studying how to make a faith confession yourself to get accomplished what you want to see get accomplished. And here's the reality of it. That's what this month is about. Now, one of the interesting things that people have, that they experience in January is a month of frustration. You know why? Because you decided to deal with yourself. What's going to happen every time you try to you say it. Every time you try to deal with yourself, your flesh, your spirit, your soul, and your body are going to revolt. And we're going to see that tonight. And so I just encourage you, if you're feeling frustrated, last night everybody's like, man, I feel disconnected. Well,
yeah.
That's an attack of our enemy. Make sure you're here for noon prayer next week because Brother Dutch has two sessions where he's teaching about the spirit of Baal and what is behind that spirit. It's a very powerful teaching and a very powerful study. And we're going to play it on our noon prayers so that it helps us fine tune our weaponry. Now listen. It don't make a difference if you studied 80 days about the devil. You still only have certain weapons. The name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the Word of God, and the power of the Holy Spirit. Those are all the same. That's why you don't see me studying and doing big studies of the devil. I'm just not going to study the devil and think I'm going to get closer to God.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
If you, whatever you're studying, you're going to get closer to. It's one of those things. You become intimate with those that you pray for, the one you pray with, and the one you pray to. You become intimate with them because prayer brings intimacy.
Mm-hmm.
And so you and I are going to continue on this road. We've been dealing with offense. The last couple of nights, we've been dealing with building a confession. Not, oh, Jesus, I'm sorry for my sins. A confession. You confess it. You profess it out loud. And you and I are going to go on into that tonight, and it's going to be a great, it's going to be another great study. And then that confession we made for Brother Roger to use to get his inheritance, you use it.
Mm-hmm.
Say it with me. I have an inheritance.
I have an inheritance.
That faith not only.
That faith not only.
In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Now, for those of you that have joined with us, and partnership, those of you that's called me pastor, this is a place where you tithe. We honor you and your tithe. We thank you for your tithe as you bring it in, as it comes into the house and helps take care of the kingdom of God. That's going to be one of our studies this year, is to study the tithe, how it works, why it works, and how God wants to fill your life and mine to overflowing so there's not enough room to receive anymore.
Amen.
I receive it now in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. I make sure I eat all of the meat and seasoning from the head as well as the tail. See, I told you I got to go there to learn how to eat it. Because Sister Leanne won't join with me in that one.
No.
In Jesus' mighty name. So, besides that, we're watching our families grow. We're watching our community of faith grow. We're reaching out and growing. Everybody say it with me. Radio program, come to us.
Radio program, come to us.
Amen?
Mm-hmm.
Amen? Because here's the revelation. We've got to go after it in faith so that we can get it accomplished and get on the air, because God already wants us on the air. He already wants it. So God help us to get there, and we will get there in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Anything else, God? Oh, yes. And then next week on the evening program, I am going to, as I see it right now, I'm going to begin the study of Revelation with Dr. Hilton Sutton.
Oh, that's a good study.
All right? And I want to have your faith with me on figuring out how to make it work here. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I have a computer, I have the internet, I have a DVD player, and I have a DVD. And Dr. Hilton Sutton in heaven wants his DVDs seen. Now, say it with me. All of that together,
all of that together
means it's got to work.
It's got
to work. I need your prayers to say, Lord, help Pastor be able to figure this out and make it happen for all of us. Now, you might say, well, just do it, whether we pray for you or not. That doesn't work. If you only knew the level of opposition that we're facing, you would be in prayer much more for us, because there's a very high level of opposition right now. But we're not afraid of it. We don't back away from it. We're still fighting. We're charging forward ourselves, just like we're teaching you to do. We have confessions we make every day. And you and I are going to win this battle with our faith and grow and develop our faith.
Amen.
Say it with me. I am establishing my faith.
I am establishing my faith.
In the mighty name of Jesus. Are you ready? Amen. Let's open our Bibles tonight. Chapter 1. I did not. Thank you. For those of you that might say, I got to try this Blog Talk Radio thing out. Brother Dan's over there. Coffee's all set up. Everything's in order. Brother Dan listens to the program on YouTube, on Blog Talk Radio, because then it's very clear sound with his phone. And then he watches it with Facebook at the same time. And when he gets to make a comment, he does, and click a like or whatever he's doing. Now, you might say, well, that's interesting. Well, you don't get any hindrance of the word being spoken when you're listening on Blog Talk Radio, because that's a solid stream of signal.
And he helps us monitor from there too, helping to start over there, which is a blessing.
Thank you, Dan. Thank you. So if you're having trouble with the sound, the volume, or the stream coming and going, you can always turn on Blog Talk Radio. And that's just your phone. You just dial the number. Let's put that number in again. Do we have it? Mm-hmm. You do? Mm-hmm. All right. Put that number in. That way, if you got trouble, you got the number. I believe everybody ought to have it programmed right in your phone, so that just in case you can't be connected here with Blog Talk with YouTube or Facebook, you can be connected with there. Those of you on YouTube, we welcome you. Glad to have you with us today. Thanks for being a part of what we've got going in this day. And we're going to be talking tonight, receiving our inheritance, one with him, the Father, in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 and 4. 1 Peter 1, verses 3 and 4. What is today? Today.
Friday the 14th.
Today is Friday the 14th.
Thank you, Rebecca.
And the guys are welcome. Love you.
I do love you. Where is she? Oh, there she is. Hi, Cindy.
Now, here we go. We'll hold our Bibles up, make our confession. This is my Bible.
This is my Bible.
I believe what it says.
I believe what it says.
I am what it says I am.
Wait a minute.
Hold on. See how deep stuff gets inside of you?
Who he says we are.
All right. I'm not making that. I'm not calling the Bible and it another day of my life. So let's try again. This is my Bible.
This is my Bible.
I believe what God's word says.
I believe what God's word says.
I am what Jesus says I am.
I am what Jesus says I am.
Because he is the great I am.
Because he is the great I am.
The Holy Spirit of God.
The Holy Spirit of God.
Is making this word come alive.
Is making this word come alive.
In my life tonight.
In my life tonight.
I receive the word of God.
I receive the word of
and
God.
And plant him as a seed.
Plant him as a seed.
in the good soil of my heart,
in the good soil of my heart,
producing a hundredfold return,
producing a hundredfold return,
in my spirit, soul, and body,
in my spirit, soul, and body,
in Jesus, my name.
In Jesus, my name.
Amen.
Father,
we thank you for the word. We thank you for our brothers and sisters. We thank you for these platforms. We bless them and command them to work effectively, exceedingly, abundantly, beyond everything we've ever thought or asked. We proclaim over our signal tonight, it'll be perfect. We proclaim over our own lives that our hearts and our spirits and our souls reach out to you and receive this engrafted word that is making us strong. Anoint my lips. You've anointed my lips to speak. I surrender my spirit, my soul, my body to you to be used of you this evening to proclaim as an oracle the wonderful word of God. I pray this in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
And amen. And amen. Remember, we say this regularly here, but the message always comes out more powerful if you're drawn, pulling on God, saying, give me an answer tonight, Father, by the Holy Spirit. Give me an answer. I'm pulling. Because when you're pulling, it's easy preaching. When nobody's pulling and they're just looking at me, it's like plowing hard baked clay soil. You can get her done. Just takes a whole lot of plow skins. We call them plowshares. And it takes a whole lot of diesel fuel. Here we go. Receiving our inheritance. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Well, how many of you want to say, glory be to God, I've been born again.
Glory be to God, I've been born again.
I have been born again. Ooh. Amen. Brother Roger Oxy, we miss you and we love you. Get here. I've been born again, just like Jesus has. And it's because of his great mercy. Verse number 4, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled. Them are two powerful words right there.
Mm-hmm.
Which does not fade away, reserved in heaven for me.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm going to take
an inheritance reserved in heaven for me.
I'll tell you what. I believe what God tells me in his holy word. Amen, Sister Phyllis. I like your word, but I'm not copying you. I'm going to take your word, and I'm going to raise you one like they do in poker. Well, I receive yours, but I raise you. All right? So I'm going to raise you there. Hold on, everybody, hold on. I got to show you how to do this. And I'm going to raise you some there. All right, just like that. And then I'm going to raise you like this. Hallelujah. Send it off. Oh, geez. Just work.
Oh. A microphone, popcorn, and a thumbs up.
Amen.
Yeah.
Just got to become creative. Watch this.
It's just really creative.
To an inheritance that fades not away. That means, you know, the sun's on it and it starts fading. It isn't going to fade. But I want you to see the next word. I mean, the first word is incorruptible. This is an inheritance that no corruption can get a hold of. We're watching with our brother right now, that his sister took his money and gave it to a lawyer. And that's out of order. Out of order. We rebuke that process, and we command you, may your conscience be pricked, and you say, I got to have that money, and I'm giving it to my brother and give it all to him right now. We command it to be done in the realm of the Spirit in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Say it with me. It is incorruptible.
Incorruptible.
It's incorruptible. That means no corruption can get to this inheritance that you have earned. Now, many people have looked at this and said, well, the pastor has an inheritance. But that's not what that says.
Born again.
We are born again. You're born again, just like Jesus was, to a living hope, a confident expectation, knowing that it's coming to pass.
Hallelujah.
Say it with me. Confidently knowing.
Confidently knowing.
This is coming to pass.
Coming to pass.
We'll say this again like we did last night. Your inheritance that is reserved in heaven for you does you no good in heaven. In heaven, you have a mansion. In heaven, we have the tree of life. We have manna and whatever else we're going to eat up there. You're not going to have want of anything in heaven. So that inheritance isn't talking about your mansion over there. That inheritance is an inheritance that is designed for you to use on this earth while you're here to accomplish the will of God for your life. Now, I'm not going to go to the verses and read it, but did you notice there's never any place that you see in Jesus' life where he is lacking anything? He's not lacking. Jesus had a house that was his own. It was a lake house on the Sea of Galilee. Jesus also had a deserted place house in the mountains because they would go into the mountains. And the one verse actually says when they went in the house, he had invited John the Baptist's disciples to go up the mountain with him. And it says when they went in the house. Well, that wasn't somebody else's house. That was Jesus' house. In the Old Testament, God said to the children of Israel, I'm giving you houses that you did not build. Well, there's part of your inheritance to have and own a house of your own. It doesn't matter what nation you're in. It doesn't matter what government you're a part of. God has promised you you'll have a house of your own. Now watch. That's an inheritance for you that is established in heaven. And it is appropriated from heaven to come to earth. And you and I deal with it. Watch this. We have an inheritance that is incorruptible. Nobody can corrupt this inheritance. We have an inheritance that is undefiled. It's reserved. It's undefiled. There's nobody that can take your inheritance and do anything wicked with it.
Hallelujah.
Nobody. You are the rightful owner of your inheritance on this earth. And it's designed for you to have in heaven an account that is to be used right here on this earth. Next verse.
All right.
Luke chapter 19. Now that we got to Luke 19.
Hi, Francesca.
Does anybody have a question about what's going on here?
Did dinner put you to sleep?
Luke chapter 19, verses 11 through 27. Amen, Francetta. That's a good supper right there. Yes, we are here. Amen. Come and join us. We need you. We need your faith with us tonight. You got great faith in God. Watch this. We're talking about our inheritance again tonight. We're going to talk about creating a declaration and using these verses. Verse 11. Now, as they heard these things, he spoke another parable, because he was near Jerusalem, and because they thought the kingdom of God would appear immediately. Verse 12. Therefore, he said, a certain nobleman went into a far country to receive for himself a kingdom and to return. So he called 10 of his servants, delivered to them 10 minas, and said to them, do business until I come. You and I have business to do until Jesus comes and gets us. We're not supposed to be in our church hoping for the rapture. Oh, God, I hope he comes today. I hope he comes today. I hope he comes today, because you don't want to be coming committed to anything. Committed to anything. There's a whole lot of people. It's like, Jesus, come back now, because I'm going to have to get committed. No, you got to be committed today till the last second when Jesus comes. Jesus didn't say, stop what you're doing and watch the clouds for me. Jesus said, get up, get busy, get moving, get going in God. That's a powerful statement. Well, when you get up and you get busy and you get moving in God, that's you and I occupying until he comes. That is what we have our inheritance in heaven that is reserved for us here on this earth. Now watch. I want you to see this. So he called 10 of his servants together and delivered to them minas and said to them, do business till I come. Verse 14. But the citizens hated him and sent a delegation after him, saying, we will not have this man to reign over us. And so it was that when he returned, having received the kingdom, he commanded these servants to whom he had given the money to be called to him, that he might know how much every man had gained by trading. Sounds like the stock market is in the Bible. He didn't say, take my money and go get a job and get some wages beside it. He gave them the gifts he gave them so that they would produce. Let's keep reading. Verse 16, he came to the first saying, master, your mina has earned 10 minas. He did good trading. He said to him, well done, good servant. Because you were faithful in little, have authority over 10 cities. Wait, I didn't tell anybody to go get in the stock market. Because if you don't know what you're doing over there and haven't been led there by God, you'll lose your shirt and your shoes. And we don't want that, all right? Verse 17, over 10 cities. The second came saying, master, your minas earned 5 minas. He said to him, well done. You also are over 5 cities. Then another came saying, master, here is the mina which I kept. I put in a handkerchief. And his mina in the past, the master said, oh, wait, for I feared you because you're an austere man. You collect what you did not deposit and reap what you did not sow. The kingdom of heaven is being likened unto this. This man totally did not understand what the kingdom of heaven was about, but I want you to see something. Whether he understood it or not, he still was judged. Mm-hmm. Watch. And he said to him, out of your own mouth, I will judge you. You wicked servant. We've got a whole bunch of stuff this month about the word wicked, haven't we? Mm-hmm. God help us. All right? You knew that I was an austere man, collecting what I did not deposit and reaping what I did not sow. Why then did you not put my money in the bank that at my coming I might have collected it with interest at least? He said to those who stood by, take the mina from him and give it to him who has 10 minas. But they said to him, Master, he already has 10 minas. Verse 26, I say to you that to everyone who has will be given, and from him who does not have, even what he has will be taken away from him. God is very serious about growth and development. Mm-hmm. In the story, in the parable, no. Yes, in the explanation of the parable of the sower, Jesus said, to him who has seed planted in good soil, producing a harvest, more will be given. But to him who does not have, even what he has will be taken away from him. Is God going to come and take it away? Well, Jesus said he's going to take this guy's away because this was a wicked servant who didn't do anything with what God had given him. Don't be the servant. Pastor, how in the world do I not be that servant? Because I'm not going to be a wicked servant with God's stuff. Watch this. Here's how you do it. Number one, get really serious with God about your tithe, your offering, and your financial side of your life. Because it doesn't matter if you say, I don't know. When you get to heaven, we are all going to be judged by what we did know. And we're going to be judged by the words that's coming out of our own mouth. That man said, you reap where you don't sow. Well, that's not true about our Father. Our Father doesn't reap where he doesn't sow. Our Father only reaps where he has sown. That makes sense to you? So here's the reality of this. God judged him by his own misunderstanding. So what did he say to him? Watch this. Verse 23. If that's what you thought about me, then why didn't you take my mina and put it in the bank and gain some interest? So that when I return for what's mine, you gave it to me and it produced something. I want everybody to write this statement down. Type it in if you want to. God expects from every one of us measurable growth in reasonable time. What is God expecting of me? Measurable growth in reasonable time. Now, you might say, Pastor, this, I'm starting to get really concerned about my money. Well, you should be. You should be concerned about all of your life, not just your money, your prayer life, your study life, your watching life, where you go life, and all of that life. Because you and I are stewards of our time and of our lives. You and I are stewards that are seeking every day to honor our Father and to bring this kingdom to this earth. Say it with me. Thy kingdom come.
Thy kingdom come.
Thy will be done on earth.
Thy will be done on earth.
As it is in heaven.
As it is in heaven.
God expects from everyone measurable growth in reasonable amount of time. Now, he's not gonna require of you something that you cannot do. Why would he do that? That would be unjust. So what is he giving you to do? And what does he give you? And what does he give me to do? He gives to us a work to do that we can do right here, right now, today. Everybody pause. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, I declare that person is free from that wickedness and never is bound by it another day by the blood of Jesus. And it goes right down the internet lines into their computer and all over them. In Jesus' mighty name. in Jesus' mighty name. Let's go now to Matthew chapter 25. Let's look at it from the Brother Matthew's point of view. All right? Let's read verse 24 through 30. Matthew 25, 24 through 30. Then he who had received the one talent came and said, Lord, I knew you to be a hard man, reaping what you have not sown, gathering where you have not scattered seed. That is not our God's way. When Adam and Eve came off the ark, okay, it wasn't Adam and Eve on the ark, it was Jonah.
Wasn't on the ark either.
Wait, Jonah was on the ark because all of us were in the loins of Noah. So just so y'all know, y'all was in the flood with Noah. That's really quite a thought, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Man, if you start meditating in that, you'll sit there in your chair amazed for a few minutes. 7.5 billion people on this earth were all in Adam's loins.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
And I mean, how tiny is the seed? When you think about this, that's the seed that fertilizes the egg is small. Mm-hmm. Ready? All of us, there's 7.5 billion right now. That's not all of them that's been down through the ages. Was in Adam in one tiny seed.
It
was in Noah and his three sons. It's huge. And yet we'll look at God and say, you're not doing for me, or you ain't supplying for me, or whatever. And that's just dumb. Don't do that. Amen?
Realize that is quite the harvest.
Phew. I'm gone. It's like, wow. Think about it. 24. No, it's 25. It's 26. But his Lord answered and said, you wicked and lazy servant. Look at what he called him, wicked and lazy. Why? Because he did not do something with what he had. You knew I reap where I did not sow and gather where I have not scattered seed. So you ought to have deposited my money with the bankers at my coming. I would have received back my own with interest. Therefore, take the talent from him and give it to him as 10 talents. For to everyone who has, more will be given, and he will have an abundance. But from him who does not have, even what he has will be taken away. And cast the unprofitable servant into the outer darkness. There will be weeping and gnashing of teeth.
Wow.
Now wait. I want every one of you to get serious with me for a minute here. In our fasting time this month, God's helping us see some things. Number one, do not have an evil heart of unbelief. Do not have an evil heart of unbelief. Do not. Maybe I didn't make that statement right. Do not have an evil heart of unbelief. No matter what comes into your life, do not have an evil heart of unbelief. Why are we saying this, Pastor? Because an evil heart of unbelief, according to the word of God, causes you to depart from the living God. This man was entrusted by the Father with one talent. It doesn't matter what anybody else has been given. God's never going to give you more than what you can be responsible for and bring to life and bring to hope and faith.
Amen.
But what have we got to do? You and I must be faithful with it and then take it and build it and see it come to pass. It's like what we're doing here. I am anointed by God to be a pastor and a teacher, apostle, a prophet. I'm anointed by him. I'm anointed by him. I throw out the evangelistic net every night during our communion time. We throw that net out and we gather more souls in to the kingdom. I'm using my gift every single day. Now that you guys are seeing your gift and you're coming here to help us do this, you are using your gift every day. You are. And you know what that means? That means that God's name is being lifted up, his word is being magnified, and your gift that you were given, your talent, your mina, you're using it. So in heaven, when you get there, God won't say, well, you didn't do nothing with yours. But wait, he might have more he wants you to do. If he does have more he wants you to do, then get busy doing it. Why? Because you have an inheritance that will not fade away. It's incorruptible. It's undefilable. And it's for you to use on this earth right now while you're here to produce more for the kingdom.
Amen.
Now, I wanted to go back to the beginning of this. Matthew 25, and let's look at verse 15. And to one he gave 5 talents, to another 2 talents, and to another 1, to each one according to his own ability. And immediately he went on a journey. Say this with me. God has given to me.
God has given to me.
According to my own ability.
According to my own ability.
Brother Al.
Hi, Al.
Good evening. Love you, man. Good to have you with us tonight. It's good to have you with us.
It is.
Now watch. God's not going to require something of you you can't do. Look at that verse. This is one of those verses that we should copy and paste and put in our confession about our inheritance. He's given to me an inheritance according to my own several ability, to my ability, to the gift that he put inside of us. That's why we make that declaration every time we come here about Ephesians chapter 4. Why? Because you and I are a part of this body, and God's put a gift inside of you that it brings a supply to the body, and that's part of your talent that he gave you to build and grow and develop and establish. And he's helping you do it right here with us. Does that make sense, Homestead? So now your gift, talent, ability will grow, it'll develop, it'll be established right here in this body. And if God gives you 1 talent, don't be like this guy that got thrown into outer darkness. Turn your 1 into 100. Here's the reality. Nobody can stop you or me, but you or me. There's no limit of how far you can take your talent and grow it. It's a personal decision. Am I growing or am I staying? And everybody, you have your own choice. He gives it to you. I'm just reading you the verses so you're like, whoa, I'm not going to be the guy with 1 talent and just hide it underneath my pillow. No, Jesus said, is a light to be put under a bed? No, it'll burn down, right?
Mm-hmm.
It'll burn down. So a light is to put on a lampstand. Why? So that it'll shine bright. We read the verse at noon today that said, arise, shine, your light has come. Inside of every one of us is a producing dynamo that takes our gifts, talents, and abilities, grows them, develops them, establishes them, causes them to be fruitful and multiple. And it all comes as part of your inheritance that is in heaven from Jesus. Say it with me. God expects measurable growth. In reasonable amount of time.
In reasonable time.
And his Holy Spirit lives in you. Let's look at our account again. Philippians chapter 4. I'm going to show you your account in heaven. Somebody might, I can tell somebody's a little skeptical, whether you're live with us right now or you're coming in the future, a little skeptical saying, this guy talking about. Well, I'm fixing to show you. You have an inheritance that is established for you in heaven that is incorruptible, undefiled, and fades not away. You have an account in heaven.
Hallelujah.
To be used for this earth. All of a sudden, I said, let's go here. And then I'm like, wait a minute. Is this the right place? Yes. Let's read verses 10 through 20, Philippians 4, 10 through 20. God bless all of you that's joining us on YouTube. Evidently, Facebook is having trouble because I don't see a lot of people signing in on it. But we're still there, and we're still broadcasting. And if you're having trouble on Facebook, run to YouTube. And like we said earlier tonight, the Blog Talk Radio channel is up and going. So if you're having trouble with audio, Sister Lynn will throw that Blog Talk Radio number in there again so that you can be connected there. I know it's more fun when you can see everybody's comments, but like we said at noon today, there's a little bit of opposition to that. We've rebuked it. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. Every tongue that rises against us, we condemn. It must fall to the ground powerless. In Jesus' mighty name. Philippians 4, verse 10. I rejoiced in the Lord greatly that now at last your care for me has flourished again. But you lacked opportunity. What's Paul talking about? The Thessalonican church, or the Philippian church, continually sent to help him and to bless him. And they, financially, verse 11. Not that I speak in regard to need, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am in to be content. All right? Which is a good thing to do. You got to have contentment, but you don't have to be broke and stay there.
Amen.
Amen? Keep reading. Verse 12. I know how to be abased. I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things, I've learned both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. Well, that's not in line with God's word because God doesn't want his children to suffer. If suffering comes and you must, well, then suffer like you know, but it's not a permanent suffering. That would only be for a portion of time, and
right,
it would not be for an extended period of time.
And it isn't what you want.
It's like Brother Jesse. He went to that church and they gave him no money and they gave him no food, so he fasted all week. That he's like pretty good. He's like, well, at least I was fasting, put my heart up. When they got done, they took an offering up for him every night and gave none of the money. Except they gave him a Dr. Pepper and said, there you go, God bless you. And ran out of gas. But see, God's idea about Brother Jesse was God filled his tank up, filled his car with groceries, and the guy gave him $400. And $400 then, at that period of time where Brother Jesse, in the early 70s, $400 was a lot of money.
Oh, my goodness, yeah.
That was a serious amount of money. And so that's how much you, just using that one example, that's how much God wants to take care of his people. It's like Dr. Summerall in China. We're going to Tibet. We're going to Tibet. We're going to Tibet. I'm going to Tibet. Had a dime in his pocket. And what did God give him? $3,000 American, and he could only cash in one $100 bill at a time because that's all he could fit inside his suitcase. Right? And what'd he say? He lived for 6 months on that amount of money.
Mm-hmm.
You see, that's how our God supplies. That's the kind of inheritance that's in heaven for us. Let's keep watching. 13, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. Nevertheless, you've done well that you shared in my distress. Paul's admitting he's in distress. Now you Philippians know also that in the beginning of the gospel, when I departed from Macedonia, no church shared with me concerning giving and receiving, but you only. Say this with me. Not just giving, but also receiving. You can't, they don't separate. 16, even in Thessalonica, you sent aid once again for my necessity. 17, not that I seek the gift, but I seek the fruit that abounds to your account. You want to say it with me? I have an account.
I have an account.
Pastor, where's my account? It's reserved for you in heaven. We read that at the beginning. And Paul just said about their giving and receiving, Paul said it is an account. But Paul didn't say, you're just giving to me. Please give me, give me, give me. God, but Paul said, you're giving and receiving. So that's what your account is about. Not only do you give and take care of the work of God as he leads you to, but you're also supposed to be receiving from your inheritance that fades not away and is incorruptible, that's reserved for you in heaven. Do it with me. Put your hands out and say, I receive every blessing you have for me.
Every blessing you have for me.
And I put them into the kingdom now.
And I put it into the kingdom.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name. You might say, Pastor, do you believe this? You have to believe it. I'm showing it to you. Line upon line, precept upon precept. Here a little, there a little. There's no earthly under how we're doing what we're doing and doing it. There's no way to describe it to you. But what are we doing? We have an account in heaven. It has an inheritance in it. The inheritance comes from Almighty God. And every day we're receiving from that inheritance by using our faith-filled words saying, inheritance come to us now in the mighty name of Jesus. I'm not joking when I say this. I jump out of bed in the morning. Sometimes I kind of stand up out of bed, but I jump out of bed saying, woo, is the day, the greatest day of harvest that I've ever seen. Amen. Why? Because God's word declares it. And I am going to speak his word out loud. I have an account. It is still. Can you imagine how much our Father has filled your account and mine with in heaven? The challenge is when he gives you the stewardship, are you using it properly? Using it on yourself? Are you seeking first the kingdom of God and his righteousness? Verse 19 says, my God shall supply all of your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus our Lord. See, you won't ever get it until you get these verses out continually and read them and read them and then read them and then read them and then read them until it goes past the opposition of your mind. Yeah. Pastor, I don't need an inheritance. I have a job. I have everything I need. I don't need no inheritance. I don't know why you're telling us to get this. You're trying to make us rich or something. Yes, exactly. My place is to show you God's way and how he works. That's how he works. Why was Brother Summerall blessed with that amount? His Brother Summerall was standing there with 10 cents in his pocket saying, come on, heal you in the name of Jesus. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Be filled. He was an evangelist. He was reaping. We read it last night. He who reaps souls, reaps, receives wages, and gathers fruit for eternal life. So, as we are diligently entering into where God wants us right here in the community of faith, we got to be looking to the Father every day saying, all right, you've given me a talent. How in this world am I supposed to be using it right here, right now, in the community of faith and in my community, my surroundings, my place I live? You know, Brother Al's in an RV park. Brother Dan's in his semi tonight. You know, we're sitting here in Williston. Mary's in No. Mary's in that place down by Three Rivers.
Yeah.
But what are you doing? You're shining where you are. God's using you there. And God's using you here. God's using your talents, your abilities, what he put inside of you, what you like and don't like. He is using that right here in this body and in your community. That's how it works. You grow it, you develop it, you establish it.
Marcellus,
Michigan. Yeah. Amen. And here's the revelation. As you do, you grow, you develop, seed time and harvest comes abundantly to you. Sow a seed, you believe God for a harvest, the harvest reproduces, and you're like, wow, look at this pile of cash. One of the greatest stories on this is Brother Copeland. And I like to tell his story because it's a powerful story. All right? And his story is when him and Gloria started into the faith process like we're telling you here, they were $25,000 in debt in 1960. Seven.
And that's a lot of money for them.
$25,000 was an extreme amount of money.
Yeah, it wasn't
$25,000, I know what it would do in that time period. You know why? Because I remember as a kid that across the street from our house was a piece of property that had 100 acres, I believe. 100 acres across from our house, and a house and a barn, and the man that was living there wanted to sell it for $25,000. That $25,000 would have bought that 100 acres. If you bought that same 100 acres today in West Branch, Michigan, it would cost you pretty close to $200,000. Okay? What's the point of the story? 11 months later, by using these faith principles, they were out of debt completely. From being the equivalent of $200,000 in debt, 11 months later, by using faith, God had wiped out all the debt. He didn't get a new career. He didn't get a bigger job. He didn't go up higher in the company. So he was making 200, you know, that he was making that much. They just used their faith. They tithed. They gave. They walked with God. They were obedient with their talents and let God. They very specifically said, God is going to move for us. Yeah. Gloria was cooking their meals in
a coffee pot. Yeah.
A percolator coffee pot. Those of you that are signing in on Facebook, we're obviously having some struggle tonight with comments. So at least make sure you click like or love while you're here so that we know that you are here. And later on tonight, we can click on that and pray for each one of you because that's what we're going to do. Now, we're having trouble tonight, I can see. I'm watching the numbers going up and down. All right? So this is what I want to do. I'm going to bring this teaching to a close. I'm going to take communion. And I'm going to go back on Zoom so that I can talk to you about what's going on with your Facebook accounts. So I want all of you that can be there, please. We had one today after the noon prayer. I need to have another one tonight. And I want you to be there. If you are not a part of our family thread of Messenger, please send me a message right now on Messenger saying, Pastor, send me your Zoom link so that I know to send it to you. It should be the same link. I think I found a place to make the link the same. I want you to be with us so that we can deal with what's going on and have an effective plan for it in Jesus' mighty name. So let's get back to this teaching, and then we'll circle the wagons, and we'll bring this to a close and receive communion, and then we'll be with you. You ready? Now, here's where we are tonight. We have an inheritance that is settled forever in heaven, but it's for our use on earth. This showed us in the book of Philippians that we have an account in heaven, but it's for our use on earth. Okay? Mm-hmm. So this is why this confession about the inheritance is so good to study. It's so absolutely necessary to study and to get established inside of our hearts. That's what's got to happen with it. Now, let's go to 2 Corinthians 9, and this is verse 6 through 15. I want you to go over here and see this. Verse 8, 9, and 10. The reference is 6 through 15. We're going to 8, 9, and 10. Those of you at home, just shout it out loud. I love the word. I love the word. I love the word. I love the word. Wow, it's interesting. Thank you, Jesus, for your blood and your righteousness, power of the Holy Spirit. We win. Verse 9, or verse 8. God is able to make all grace abound toward you. This account comes by grace, that you always having all sufficiency and all things may have an abundance for every good work. As it is written, he has dispersed to the broad, he has dispersed to the broads. It's not even a term I ever even used, okay? As it is written, he has dispersed abroad. He has given to the poor. His righteousness endures forever. Now, may he who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food supply and multiply the good seed you have sown and increase the fruits of your righteousness. We should have done 11 too. While you're enriched in everything for all liberality, which causes thanksgiving through us, God. You have an account. It's going to grow and develop by seed time and harvest. It's going to grow and develop by obedience to God. It's going to grow and develop by hearing him say what to go do, and you go do it. That's how it grows and develops. And it's an inheritance that is abundant for everything we need right here, right now, today, in Jesus' mighty name. Want to say it with me? I have an inheritance.
Have an inheritance.
And I have an account.
And I have an account. Amen.
And I am enriched by God.
And I am enriched by God.
And you am enriched by God. Mm-hmm. Now, that the other night, that confession that I have written and we were dealing with for Brother Roger, that is something that you would take out and you would begin to proclaim it out loud every day. Put it on a piece of paper, put it on your phone, so your eyes see it, your ears hear it, your mouth speaks it. One last verse, and then we'll be done. Romans chapter 1. No. Romans chapter 10. Romans chapter 10. Romans chapter 10, the reference is 6 through 17. But I am going to take us to 8 through 11. The reference is 6 through 17. And I'm going to go through from 8 to 11. But what does it say? The righteousness of faith. What does it say? The word is near you, in your mouth and in your heart. The word of faith that we preach. That if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Ready? You will be healed. You will be prospered. You will be humbled. Whatever it is that you're looking for in your life, if you speak it with your mouth and believe it in your heart, you will be whatever that is. Verse 10. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made to salvation. Not, O Lord, forgive me of my sins. The confession is, I believe Jesus died, rose again, and I receive him in my life. You receive Jesus by faith. You receive his blood by faith. You receive his righteousness by faith. You receive the Holy Spirit by faith. We receive our inheritance by faith. That is how this thing works. For the scripture says that whosoever believes on him will not be put to shame. You will not be put to shame. What are you believing for? It's going to come to pass, and you will not be put to shame.
Amen. Stephen.
Let's pray. You ready? Mm-hmm. I mean, it's like really weird praying being done at 8:55.
It is really weird.
It's kind of weird, but it's all right. Everybody that's with us, we're going to be on Zoom in just a couple minutes. Here we go. Father, in the name of Jesus, your word, the word of God is so plain on this issue. We choose as good stewards of the gift you put in us to come to this revelation. We choose it to come to this revelation right now and to receive it and to enjoy it and to walk in it. And we choose, Lord, that the eyes of our understanding would be flooded with enlightenment, and that this revelation would not only be in our hearts as in, yes, I receive it, I'm sure it's right, but we receive it and say, revelation, knowledge, come to me.
Amen.
And show me how to get that inheritance that belongs to me on this earth every day. We thank you for it. We give you glory, and we give you honor, and we give you the praise in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. And amen, and amen. Now, let's go. We'll receive communion together. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23. We'll receive communion now, and then we're going to be live on the Zoom call. If you're with us, and you're like, I don't have Zoom, Pastor, then email me or message me, instant message me or message me on my phone, and I will... make sure you get the link as soon as we go live. I want everybody to please join us that can join us so that we can talk for about 10 minutes about what's going on with Facebook. Ready? Here we go. For I received from the Lord that which I also deliver to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took the bread. And when he had given thanks, he blessed it, he broke it, and he said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same manner, after supper, he also took the cup, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. As often as you drink this, drink it in remembrance of me. Verse 26, for as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death, his redemptive work, until he comes. Verse 28, here's the process to be ready. Let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. Powerful, isn't it? Now, 1 John chapter 5. 1 John 4, 17 and 18. Love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. The number one thing everyone before they're born again is thinking about is, I'm going to be judged, and I'm going to find I'm a sinner, and I'm going to be judged, and that judgment, it might cause me to miss heaven. Greater than just missing heaven is the relationship you get with the Father. That's the greatest thing that you get out of being born again, is you get to be one with the Father. And what a beautiful relationship that is. And it's available for everybody. Anybody can be there. I've gone to Virginia, and it's right in the middle of communion. Perfect love, cast out fear, and the torment that goes with it. You might say, Pastor, I don't even know if I'm right with God. Well, we're going to pray that prayer right now. We're going to pray the prayer. It's a prayer of salvation, prayer to be born again, becoming a Christian. People have many different terminologies they use. It doesn't matter which one it is. What's going to happen right now is I'm going to pray a prayer. Sister Leanne's going to repeat after me. You repeat after me. And if you mean that prayer from the depths of your heart, when that prayer is finished, you will be in perfect rightness with God. You will be in the perfect relationship with God in 90 seconds. Ready? Pray with me. Father, in Jesus' name.
Father, in Jesus' name.
I know I need you in my life every day.
I know I need you in my life every day.
See, somebody's feeling like that hot oil is coming all over you right now. Pray it. Say, and according to John 3:16.
And according to John 3:16.
When I believe in you.
When I believe in you.
You give me everlasting life.
You give me everlasting life.
And I will not perish.
And I will not perish.
And I thank you for it.
And I thank you for it.
Put your hands out and say, Jesus, I believe in.
Jesus, I believe in.
I receive you into my life.
And I receive you into my life.
Right now, today.
Right now, today.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
So I live in power.
So I live in power.
Understand the Word of God.
Understand the Word of God.
Enjoy the life of the Holy Spirit.
Enjoy the life of the Holy Spirit.
Pray in my heavenly language.
Pray in my heavenly language.
Live a successful life.
Live a successful life.
As a believer every day.
As a believer every day.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
And amen. Amen. I can feel the faith building right while we pray. And I could tell that there were people that's with us tonight that prayed that for the very first time. Welcome to the family of God. You might say, Pastor, I always thought I'd be in a big fancy church, a little tiny church. Don't matter. You got here and you found us and Jesus led you here on purpose and now you're born again. You're right with him. And that one prayer, you went from darkness into light. Why? Because God never does something to you. He takes you from to. You went from fear to faith. Fear because sin's going to produce death and hell. But to faith, because as soon as you receive Jesus, he came with all of himself to live on the inside of you. And now you can function by his faith. You went from your sin, what you can't be, none of us could, to have an access to Jesus' righteousness. And that overcomes and obliterates every sin. Wow. The Father looked at Jesus and said, adopt you. Of course, you and a million other people around the world are being born again right now today. Isn't that something? What an amazing thought. You're now a part of the greatest family. You are an heir of God and a joint heir with Jesus. You are not just a Christian, you have been born into the greatest family there is, the family of God. Romans 8, 14 through 17. Your place from now on is to walk with God. We put my email address, website in there so that you can get connected with us. We'll help you. We got over 600 videos that will help you and bless you and establish you in the things of God. And doesn't matter where you're at. Doesn't matter what your sin has been. Doesn't matter anything. Jesus forgave them all.
Amen.
Jesus cast 1,000 demons out of one man and sent him preaching. Jesus knocked Apostle Saul of Tarsus down on the road and said, you're killing my kids. Stop it. Would you like to preach for me? And Saul became a preacher and wrote 2/3 of the New Testament. So it doesn't matter the position you're in. If you chase God, he's going to take care of you.
Amen.
My email address there, send me an email saying, Pastor, I got born again tonight. Do it. I want to hear from you. Seriously. I'm not going to send you nothing. I don't ask you for money. I don't do any of that stuff. You send me an email. I'll shout glory with you and help you walk with him in Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Get you some communion elements, some bread, and some grape juice. I like my communion cup because though your sins were red as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow when you put the blood of Jesus, the grape juice, in your cup. And you get white as snow. It's amazing. You ready? If you're watching this sometime in the future, pause it and get your communion elements. Take your phone right out to the kitchen with you. And let's receive communion together in Jesus' mighty name. Ready? Pray this with me. I bless these elements.
I bless these elements.
For this time of communion with you, Lord.
For this time of communion with you, Lord.
Jesus, you were wounded.
Jesus, you were wounded.
For my transgression.
For my transgression.
You were bruised.
You were bruised.
For my iniquity.
For my iniquity.
The chastisement for my peace.
The chastisement for my peace.
Is upon you, Lord.
And by your
stripes,
I am healed.
In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body.
In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body.
In my mind, my will, and my emotion.
In my mind, my will, and my
nothing emotion. Missing, nothing broke. Every joint supply.
Every joint supply.
In my body.
In my body.
From your broken body.
From your broken body.
In the body of Christ in my community.
In the body of Christ in my community.
And in this community of faith.
And in this community of
in
faith.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Let's receive his broken body today. Thank you, Lord. Thank you that you endured the cross. You despised the shame. And you did it all and called it joy so you could reach us. And we thank you for it. Now we lift up the cup of blessing, the blood of Jesus. Pray this with me. By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I have been redeemed.
I have been redeemed.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I have reconciliation.
I have reconciliation.
With you, my Father.
With you, my Father.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
Every sin.
Every sin.
Has been placed in remission.
Has been placed in remission.
In my life.
In my life.
I am a new creation.
I am new creation.
Old things have passed away.
Old things have
and
passed
all
away.
Things have become
and
new.
All things become
by the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I come boldly to the throne room of grace.
To the throne room of
where
grace.
I find grace, mercy, and help.
Where I find grace, mercy, and help.
For my assignment every day.
For my assignment every day.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of
and the word of my testimony.
And the word of my testimony.
I overcome.
I overcome.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
Every plague.
Every plague.
Has to pass over.
Has to pass
and
over.
And cannot be on me or my family.
And cannot be on me or my family.
My conscience is purged.
My conscience is purged.
My robes are made white.
My robes are made
and
white.
And I will always be.
And I will always be.
The glorious church.
The glorious church.
Without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish.
Without spot, wrinkle, or any
when
other
you come for me.
When you come for me.
In Jesus' mighty
name. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
And amen. Let's receive bloodshed. Thank you, Jesus. Let's sing. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. It washes white as snow. Thank you for your blood, dear Jesus. Thank you for your blood, dear Jesus. Thank you for your blood, dear Jesus. It washes white as snow. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the of Jesus, it washes white as snow. Glory be to the Lamb of God, who sits on the throne forever and ever and ever. Thank you for being here and being a part of this program where we are establishing. That's what this is about. Finding it, grabbing it, establishing your faith. That's what this is all about. Now, for everybody that's with us right now, this is like major early for us. I'm going to go live on my Zoom page and talk about what's going on. I want you to be there with us. All right? And we've got a plan. We know what to do. So show up there in a little bit. You'll see it in the family thread. If you're on here tonight and you're like, wait, I don't know about no family thread. I have a Facebook page. It's my name, Sam Cottle. S-A-M-C-O-T-T-L-E. Find me so you can get the link. If you're one of our watchers and you want to be a part and say, Pastor, I can't seem to see anything or do anything but hear you, then I need you to be a part of this program. And I want to be able to share that Zoom link with you. I ask you, please be dressed properly. All right? If you're not, just don't turn your camera on. Right? If your house not presentable, don't turn your camera on. There's some guidelines that we need to follow on this program. If you got noise in your house, turn your mic off. And if you got noise in your house that you can shut down, well, shut it down. We want you to be a part of this with us. And we'll be live here in about another 5 minutes. And we'll talk about what's going on. And besides that, we'll see you again tomorrow at 10 a.m. Central, 11. Oh, my goodness. Tomorrow, Saturday. There is no noon prayer tomorrow. We'll see you tomorrow night for question and answer session. If you have a question about the Word of God, make sure you send it to me in an email. My email address is hgpreacherman@gmail.com. HG for Holy Ghost, preacherman@gmail.com. It's always in the notes. It's always on the website. You can always find us in those places. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Till we see you again, this is what we have to say. We love you, and God loves you, and Jesus is Lord. Amen. Now, Brother Dan, I don't know whether you can be with us or not, but I see you are on Blog Talk Radio. I mean, it's still there. I got lots of time on it, so I'm just going to leave Blog Talk Radio on if you want to be there. Now, you're welcome to come in Zoom. If you're going to come in Zoom, that's fine, too. I'll shut Blog Talk Radio off. We just got to make a plan because you can see tonight there's a lot of people trying to hook up, but it wasn't going all the way through. And I want to know what everybody's receiving from Facebook. So all of you around the world, we love you. We bless you. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen, amen and amen. Might get a little quiet here for a minute. I'd play music, but they don't let that happen. All right. No. There it is. There it is.
turn that off and that off. And turn this off. Here we go. Okay, now. There it is, connected. Yep, it's the same one.
The same Zoom code?
Yeah, somebody's already there. Sunday Geyser? Brother Al Barton? Yeah, we got the same code this time, didn't we?
Yeah, I think so.
Brother Al, love you.
How's it going?
All right, how are you?
Can't complain, just another day.
Hey, Al, did you ever find quinoa?
I did today, and it said they put it through a strainer to rinse it off.
Yeah.
The holes of my strainer is bigger than the seed.
Oh, yeah, you have to get one of those wire mesh strainers. Yeah. Yep, I didn't think about telling you that. But they do
have... All right. I'll end up getting one.
Yeah.
I took some of my, I made over to my daughters. Her and David had some for supper. They really liked it. The cabbage soup that I made.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, you a good cook, are you?
No, not really. I used to back the day, but, you know, I quit for a lot of years.
What's that noise?
I bought a bit of Mexican spice in mine, too, so it's kind of, you know, kind of got a little spice to it.
All right, people coming right on.
That sounds good.
Sister Phyllis is here, Sunday Geyser. Hi, Sunday. Love you.
Hi. Love you. Hi, Al.
Hello there, Miss Sandy. How you doing?
Sunday.
It's Sunday. Like the day. Sunday.
Yeah, I was correcting myself after I said it.
That's okay. You can call me anything. Just don't call me late for dinner.
Yeah, don't call me late for dinner. Lord have mercy. You should say that all the time.
Yeah. So are we lacking? Who's lacking? Quite a few?
Yeah, they're getting here. Hi, fellas. Love you. Yes, we can.
Yeah, well, I think I have to mute this thing because they're still working on the roof. It's going to be a lot of noise.
Okay, that's fine.
I have to do.
That's fine. Hi, Rebecca. There's always a pause, and everybody remember that usually when you sign in with Zoom, you have to turn your volume up again, even though you've already had it up. I don't know what that's all about, but that's some kind of process. That's something we learned last time we tried it. I got Mary, Phyllis, Rebecca. All right. Who else do we need to send this to?
Did Roger come on?
No.
She having problems getting on?
Yeah. Yeah.
Aw.
Yeah, he's, he could not even get on last night.
Yeah, that's what he was saying. Or I think you were saying.
Yeah. Which is messed up, but I could see there was a lot of people trying to hook up tonight. Because you could watch the number going up and down, up and down, up and down. And I don't want to see this kind of opposition, but. All right, what was I looking for? And why didn't it show up? There it is. So, how about you, Al? Did you have trouble tonight? Could you see comments?
That is my call.
Yeah.
Oh, there you
are. Yeah, I was able to see the comments and everything. Yeah, I got on as soon as I got here. I was over at Crystal's, and as soon as I got back, I got right on.
All right. Rebecca, could you see comments tonight?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Yes, I saw comments.
Okay. Sister Phyllis?
Yes.
All right. That's cool. Because that's one of the things that the, did you guys read your notes that came from Facebook? About the limitations they were giving you?
I don't think so.
No. Most people don't. All right. So this is what came to Sister Leanne. And I'm just going to start talking about it, even though other people are not here yet. But two of your comments go against our standards on spam. This is what it actually said. Learn more about our decision and see what you can do. Here comes iPhone. Hello, iPhone. Who are you? Is this Roger? No one else can see these comments. Repeatedly violating our community standards can cause further account restriction. And what? There's Brother Roger. Hi, brother. Love you.
Hey, Roger.
Hi, Roger.
Good to see you, man.
Evening.
Good to see you, brother.
Same here.
I missed you tonight.
Yeah, I'm still working on trying to go ahead and get back on everything.
All right. So the comment that Leanne made that was against their guidelines is she shared the verses, the verse list for the night.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was it. Well, one time they blocked me because they said I was in spam. I said, awesome job. I was commenting on my nephew playing baseball, and they put me in jail. I couldn't believe it.
You went to jail?
Yeah.
You old crazy jailbird? What's wrong with you?
I don't know. I was only there for a little bit. They finally realized what they did and put me back on. I did nothing wrong.
Well, it's just muscle. That's all they're using. It's muscle, and they're not doing this to the world. They're doing this to the church.
Yeah.
They're trying to limit our voice because we're not afraid to preach. That you got to get your life right.
I was ready to delete the whole thing.
Oh, I know.
I know. Never in my life, you know, ever.
Mary Pastorick, welcome, ma'am. Good to have you with us tonight.
Hi, Mary.
Hi, Mary. We love you.
Hi, Mary.
She's saluting.
I think she's snoozing. She's napping.
Well, come around. So,
yeah.
There she is. Hi, Mary. Love you.
Your audio
is not connected yet, but you'll get there.
There she goes.
That's your screen.
All right. Well, at least you can hear me and see me. That's what's important.
Oh, Lord.
Touch your screen, Mary. and then slide sideways one way or the other, and you'll see tap to speak. So I'll keep describing. This is what they say. We don't allow people to get likes, follows, shares, or video views in a way that's misleading to others.
Really?
She put in the verses for the night, okay?
I know. I was there.
We define spam as things like repeating the same comment. So what some of these guys will do is they'll copy and paste the comment, and then they'll just put it in 1,000 times. And they'll have 100 people doing that. They're putting it in. So anybody that looks at that video, it shows, 1,000 comments.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then they get paid by Facebook to do that. Well, that's wicked.
Yeah.
Mary, you got to turn your volume up. Can you hear me? Shake your head yes. Tap your screen and then swipe it sideways.
It's connecting now.
Until you get to the audio. So the other part that makes it spam is if we're coordinating likes and shares to mislead other people about the popularity of something. So when I say to you, somebody say, I love the word, and you guys all post, I love the word, I'm coordinating you saying, I love the word. I want to know what the guy gets paid for watching our program.
You think he'll get paid?
Thousands of dollars.
He might get saved.
He might get saved. Well, that's my deal. I don't care if they watch, get saved. But don't limit us for speaking the word of God.
I know.
That's messed
up. It's all
up.
About money. I think that's it. It's all greed.
Yeah. Yep.
And control.
All right, Mary, can you hear us?
I can finally hear you. Yes.
All right, we can hear you now. Yeah, could you see comments tonight, Mary?
No, I cannot. I've had trouble ever since you got on. My phone is messed up, and I got a tablet, and that's messed up, and I finally got on here. I'm just leaving alone so I can listen.
All right, that's cool.
I didn't even give up the messy hairdo, and I...
we love you, Mary. You're all right. All right. So here's the thing that they're saying to us is it. What's interesting is all you guys got messages. I didn't get anything.
I didn't get anything.
You didn't, Sunday?
Mm-mm.
I just got it. That's how I got on here. I didn't get one earlier.
So here's what we got to do. And we said it earlier today, and I'm just going to say it again a couple more times. Don't be concerned about saying, I love God or I love the word. Just change up your words a little bit. I love God's word. I love the Bible. That is a good word. But I'm not going to say it to you as a way of getting you to put it in. Follow what I'm saying?
Like
if I say, everybody type it in, I am a bold believer. Well, there's nothing wrong with that. But in their community guidelines, that is, what they call it? That is coordinating likes, shares to mislead other people.
That's dumber than a box of rocks.
That's dumber than a box of rocks.
Amen.
Right.
That's dumber than a box of rocks. And you can, so all we got to do is just be wise amongst ourselves. We can outsmart them. They're sinners. They don't know. God's going to give us a plan to crush him. And right. I keep saying, you keep messing with me, then I'll own Facebook and I'll do it right. The wealth of the sinners laid up for the righteous. Amen?
Amen.
Yeah.
So,
amen.
Say again?
You know, I'm seeing Rebecca. I'm seeing you on Mary's. I got two of you. There's Mary. It was scary. I thought, oh, no, she's got a twin. Yeah,
it was
weird. I've never seen that happen. I thought maybe I better get my glasses on.
Freedom of religion and speech and the 14th Amendments from the 1st to the 14th are in jeopardy.
Oh, yeah. Yes, they are. Big time. And it's sad because... What are we doing wrong? We didn't do a thing wrong. We're just having church, you know? And there's nothing wrong with our church. You know, thank God if people share it. I'm glad if you share it. But
I shared it tonight on Facebook.
Thank you, Mary.
I shared a lot of things on Facebook. I'll probably be in jail next week. But they were all good. It was putting out the truth, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Because of the vaccine and all this garbage.
Yep.
Did you read that? Chrissy put it on. It was sent to her, and it's a video. And it's all the doctors and stuff and scientists, you know? And they're talking about this shot and what's in it. And then the one guy, he's a doctor, said that they were going to start eliminating people, that they're starting in Africa, which they did, to eliminate the black people because they didn't mean nothing. Yeah. And then they were going into, they're literally poisoning people. You got to listen to it. It is really informative. So that's on public. So, yeah, I'll probably get in trouble.
Well,
but I don't care.
Well, and that's the thing you and I've got to do. What does Facebook mean? It doesn't. Facebook doesn't mean anything. And, you know, Zoom is owned by Google. So, you know, it's in bed with them too. But I'm not on here inciting a riot against anybody. I have a constitution that demands I have rights.
Truth out there, you know?
And if they don't like my constitution, then they can go fly their kite because this gives me all the authority I want to have. And I'm not afraid to use it. And I don't have to be on their personal. If they don't want me on their site, that's up to them.
Yeah.
What do you do? Well, if any of you have been a part of looking for other places, find a place called Parler. P-A-R-L-E-R. Parler. And get yourself connected there. I have an account. You can find me by my name. Sam Cottle, or my email, HG Preacherman, because that's run by some conservative people who won't shut us down. President Trump is supposed to be building a platform for all of this to be on. Now, I've seen a lot about it. I don't know that
next month.
Next month?
Yeah, they said February, I think the 7th.
If you don't understand this about it, the moment that President Trump goes live on his social media platform, there's going to be 80 million people trying to sign up at once.
Yeah.
It's going to be a fiasco. So the number of computers that he has to have in a building somewhere to have all of those servers so it can run it is going to be just astronomical. And the first time it comes live, it's probably going to crash because there'll be so many people there. And you know, the thing we got to do is just, and we win in these end times. We do not lose, we win.
I believe that.
And we just got to keep pushing against our enemy no matter what.
Well, the last couple of days has been really weird.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like normally my mornings are beautiful. I have worship early in the morning. I might read my Bible with you, Pastor, and I have a lovely day. Well, the last 2 days have been so upside down. I don't know whether I go back to bed. I do. I just said, Lord, this is nuts. I'm going back to bed because none of it makes sense.
No.
There's no even flow.
No.
At all. It's like it's being stopped.
And see, that just... that's the enemy's tactic is to create so much confusion that people get in despair and are willing to grab anything.
Well, what I do is read my Bible and I pray that much more.
Yeah.
I really do. I get into praying and I go right to spiritual tongue. I don't mess around because what's the point? I'd rather get right to the business of it.
Yeah.
And God knows. I pray for the Holy Spirit to flow. You know, I need that in my life.
Yes.
It's like air to me.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
My
Amen.
Soul. I have to. I talked to my grandson tonight and, you know, he's seeking, you know, and we were talking about the times that his mom and I would make him go to church when they were little because it was good for him, you know, it was stable. I said, you got to know about Jesus. And he loved it, absolutely loved it, listening to Christian music. And somewhere along the line, you know, he got excited. And I told him, I said, you got to come in. You don't have to sign it, say anything, but just listen.
Yeah.
Because he's got a lot of questions, Sam. He needs to talk to you. But only you can talk to him about. And I told him, go on. He's, well, I don't want to rock the boat. I said, you're not going to. Believe me. You know,
nope.
I said, you get in there and you talk to him.
Yep.
He's a very nice man. He'll explain everything to you. If, you know, where you're going with the aliens. Drives me bananas. And I said, Zeke, I love you, but really. You know, I try to be patient with him, but it just really gets to me. Lord tells me to shut up.
Yeah.
Now that's okay. He tells me, be quiet. I know I will.
Well, because, and, you know, you think about the
really
games.
Talk to the boy.
You think about the modern games. They're filled with so much violence and blood and aliens and beings that don't exist. They're demons. That demons might look like that.
And I told him that. Yeah. I says, are you crazy? He said, but what if there's some that's really going to help us? I said, then maybe they're angels of God, Gary.
Yeah.
Angels of God is on the earth right now. Hello. And I said, those are demons, Geek. They want to destroy.
Yeah, and
Dr. Lester
Summerall has a really good teaching on it.
Really?
He's known as the guru of, he's known in the kingdom as being one of the most trusted to understand demons and demonic and the supernatural. And I actually saw the teaching a while ago about aliens on YouTube.
Yeah. Well, years ago, I went to the Church of God in Saginaw, Pastor Papard and his wife, Tina. And we did a lot of, it was a healing church, a deliverance church at the time. And we dealt with demons. We dealt with it all. I seen things that would blow your mind, Sam. But it was for my benefit, you know, because I learned from that.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it was fascinating. You know, because I grew in it. And that's where I got my spiritual tongue was there.
That's awesome.
Yeah, he's up in Holton Lake now, him and his wife. They retired.
What's his name?
Pastor Papard, Richard Papard.
All right.
He knows your minister.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Yeah. We used to go there.
Wow.
When we were going there, my sister Jo and her husband, we'd go over to, I think they had a speaker one night, and a bunch of us went over there from our church to yours. That one there.
Mm.
That's when it was a small church. Then they were building the new one, I believe. But it was very good.
It is very good.
Oh, yeah.
Well, so guys, the whole point is be there if you can. I want you all to be able to see comments. Yeah. Don't make bad comments. All right. But just change some words in them, because then you can make every comment you can make different. We'll just become creative, and we'll be there as long as we can be there, and we'll just keep going, you know.
Yeah.
Make sure you have Blog Talk Radio downloaded, or not downloaded, but your number saved in there, because it's like Brother Dan. Dan's still on right now on Blog Talk Radio. And you can hear the audio on your phone. You don't have to be on the internet. It's just dialing the phone. And you can actually listen to the audio on your phone, and it would be in the background or off to the corner, and then you could be on Facebook watching the comments and making one whenever you got one in. But you can, when you listen on Blog Talk Radio, the reception is usually uninterrupted. Were you on tonight, Mary, on Blog Talk Radio?
No, I'm not. I have a question. How does that work? I have a nephew that is a semi-driver.
Yeah.
How does the Blog Talk Radio work? I mean, you just turn on a radio station?
No.
You have to call?
You dial your phone. You dial the number with your phone. That's it. You just dial a number, a phone number. And then you... Yeah, he can do it. It's perfect for truck drivers. I'll show you how easy it is. I'm dialing right now, 563-999-3487. And you click, and this is what it sounds like.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Please hold and you will be able to listen to the show.
And now, you'll hear me. Now, I'm going to get a really bad cycle because I got all my speakers working. But you just sit there and listen.
That's a good idea.
Especially a truck driver who's wearing a headset driving down the road so he can talk on the phone. He can be driving right down the road and be in the program, and there'd be no problem with it. And if he's got his GPS up, the phone will be in the back of the GPS. The GPS will be what he's seeing, and he can listen to us the whole time. A lot of truck drivers have done that. It says Blog Talk Radio, but it's like a talk radio show, but it's actually also a talk radio listen.
Yeah. Okay, so if they call in, can they talk?
You put your hand up, you can talk. You click the one button, it puts your hand up, and then you can talk.
On the Blog Talk Radio?
Yeah.
Oh, it works.
Yep, it's a great platform. And it's like the other night, the guy with the question about giving up his Christianity for Judaism. That would have been great to answer. It would have taken 15 minutes to get an answer out, and that's just not our platform. That's not what we're using it for, but that's what people use Blog Talk Radio for. I don't know if you know the name Mark Levin, the great Patriot broadcaster. He broadcasts on Blog Talk Radio.
We listen to Mark Levin a lot.
Yeah.
I really used to. I haven't done anything lately.
Yeah, so... You know, when I'm on Facebook and YouTube, I got to deal with video and audio. So that takes a certain amount of stream, and it takes a certain amount of stream for you to get it. But you can watch on Facebook the comments and listen on Blog Talk Radio. Brother Dan does it every night when he's in his semi.
I can't see the comments.
You can't? Well, if you wasn't such a crazy maniac, Mary, you wouldn't be getting silenced like this.
Is she sliding it sideways? Because when I first get on, all I see is your addresses and stuff. But I gotta slide my screen to the left just to make any comments
on Facebook.
Yeah.
Oh, that's weird.
I didn't know you could do that.
Yeah, if I first get on Facebook, you know, it tells you your addresses and numbers and all that stuff. But I got to slide the screen to the left, then I can make comments.
How many lefts do you have?
We're down a little bit. We could see a little more than your eye glass. There you go.
Al's looking like he's peeking over the edge at us. Like,
yeah.
Love you, Al. So anyways, guys, I didn't come on here to be on all night, you know, tonight. Next week, we're going to be on Zoom a lot with Dr. Sutton, because we're going to do the whole Revelation series. And I think we'll be right here, just like this, for the Revelation series. And that's going to be 14 sessions. So that's a, you know, that'll last us probably 2 weeks, but it'll be really good. You'll thoroughly enjoy it.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't like to not be on Facebook because there's so many people around the world, but until we can figure out how to make it work, you know, what's amazing, and it's going to happen to him. Go ahead, Phyllis, you saying something?
No, sorry, whatever I did, I didn't mean to do it.
It's okay. No, it's you're all right. It's just probably it's something loud in the background made your little green thing show up on your screen. So if you were going to say something, I was going to let you. But we'll study Dr. Hilton Sutton next week, and we'll go through the whole book of Revelation. It's a powerful study. Make sure you get there, and we're going to start early, so we have plenty of time to deal with it. The sessions are about an hour long. I'll stop halfway through, and we'll ask some questions, get up, move around a little bit, and then we'll go right back into it. I can't put it on Facebook. I've tried to figure that out, but as it is right now, that doesn't work. So we'll probably be right here just like this, and we'll give we'll give Facebook and YouTube the break that they think they need from us. They're going to get rid of the church, and they're not going to like what happens when they get rid of the church. Because
yeah.
If they get rid of us, then they're left with just the devil. Because
yeah.
Everybody righteous will go with us. And
yeah.
That'll be such a mass exodus. They're not going to like that process. If they can get them people to buy them stars, well, you just sold your soul to the devil. Don't do that.
Yeah.
Don't
that's
do that.
True.
In any sense of the word.
Where's Francetta?
I'm not sure.
Mom? I don't know. It's unusual. She's not here. I wonder if she took a nap.
I don't know. She was on the program.
Yeah.
So I thought she was coming right over. Huh.
Hmm. Well, maybe she's asleep. That's what I thought. She took a little nap.
Well, she had woke up late and came on the program late because she had fallen asleep.
Huh. Bless her heart. I can go to sleep easier when people are talking. Or
oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's easy to do.
So anyways, guys, that's where we're at. Brother Roger, it's good to see your face tonight. Good to have you with us. We talked about you a lot tonight.
All good.
Okay.
We're talking about building your confession of faith and that you can declare over that inheritance because
yeah.
In Jesus' name, we see that thing come to pass and you don't even have to fight it.
Amen.
We speak that in faith right now, saying they're going to look and say, this don't belong to us. We're giving it to the man of God to have, and he's going to turn it over to you. That
Amen.
Is our faith, and that's how we do this. So, all right, guys, well, I'm at 5 minutes to 10, and I've got Read the Word to get to yet. So I'm done unless you have any more questions.
So that's good. It's
what?
Called Parler?
Parler. P-A-R-L-E-R.
P-A-R-L-E-O. I thought it was O-R. Okay.
Parlor. And I might even be able to send you an invitation. I don't know. I haven't been in there in a while. I'll check it out once I'm done with the program. If so, I will send all of you an invitation.
Yeah, I was going to say, Sam, didn't they have one called Telegraph? They had Rumble, too.
Yeah, but the problem with some of them is they're all owned by Google.
Oh, Lord.
And that we've got to get away from Google.
What about me?
Yeah, I know.
And to get into, you know, conservative people owning it that won't.
Right.
Glenn Beck has something. I don't know what it's called.
I don't either. I watch him a lot.
I trust Glenn. Glenn's a good Christian man.
Yeah.
But, so I'm not sure. We'll keep looking.
Yeah.
You know, there's like 45 video platforms that are available. The benefit of Facebook is all the people that's on it and the access to people who don't believe yet. When we go to a conservative site, you lose a major part of your audience because they're not there. But I want to win the world. So you got to be where the world is if you're going to win them. And, but we still got to be able to function without being interrupted right in the middle of a message. So just keep praying for us to see it and we'll make this happen. Go ahead, Roger. You got another question?
Yeah. I've been labeled a troublemaker now. Because I mentioned that, you know, I'm back in Facebook prison.
Oh.
And it says,
Lordy.
What did you do? Mm-hmm. And I said, well, I was talking about the Lord and freedom of religion, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights. So you're troublemaking this, thank you.
Hey,
that's
they said about the apostles, these are the men that go everywhere and turn the world upside down. So,
yeah,
you're in good company.
Amen. So well, we're all together on this.
So I should continue stirring up the pot.
Yep. Just stop short of real handcuffs, okay?
Yeah.
Stop short of what?
Real handcuffs.
Oh, I don't have them.
No, no, I mean somebody coming and bringing them.
Oh.
Because you're stirring the pot so much. But, you know, in the end times, we're going to do a lot. We're going to... Blog Talk Radio, there's the 90-second lady. But she didn't scare us this time.
Yeah.
We're not deep enough in the spirit this time. Go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, hello. Did you post a link to his webinar?
Yeah, that was only available on that day. It's not available now. I posted a link that sent you to his magazine that's filled with end time warning. It's probably one of the best studies I've ever seen. And what I put in the family thread was a link to that magazine. You can just view it online right on your phone. But the webinar was only that was two. It was 2 days.
Yeah, but can you share that link of the magazine to other people?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and do it too because that's powerful. That when I went and looked at it, I'm like, wow, there's a lot in that. I don't know why I don't have one in the paper form.
Because
we get one every month. I'm not sure what that's all about, but. If you want to sign up and get one, every time he sends a magazine, he sends it to you free of charge, and they're always filled with good word. But it's not every month. It might be quarterly. Do you know how often it is, Rebecca?
We get one, and I don't know how often it comes.
It might be.
Yeah. You can eat me. Yeah.
Yeah, we can't figure out why you shaved that one side of your head, though. Love you.
So
say again, Roger.
I think that's new bed where they
shave. Oh, yeah. I don't know either, but I think it looks stupid. But I don't say that publicly. And I don't judge them. I just think it looks stupid. That's not judgment. I just think it looks stupid. All right. Well, we got to go, and I'll be live here in a little bit doing the Read the Word. Thank you guys for being our friends and partners. And tomorrow there's no noon prayer. We'll see you tomorrow night for question and answer session.
Okay.
Go everywhere and be a life warrior. Peace, love, and brotherhood. Love you, Al.
Well, love you guys, too. Y'all take it easy.
Rebecca, it's nice meeting you. I don't think I've seen you before.
I'm here.
Bless you, fellas. Love you. All right, bye-bye. See you guys.
Nice to see you guys. Bye.
Yeah, y'all be blessed. Y'all come.
Y'all come back now, you hear?
Did Francette ever get on?
No. Seems like to me that Francette gets real frustrated if it's not real perfect. So, that's okay. I'm going to trim the video before.
Here we go, and then I didn't understand
that. All right. 9.
You got a red shirt for Christmas, too? A Friday red shirt?
Oh, yeah? Yeah.
Is
it right?
Are people still on?
But, wow, what a deal. To uncheck what I've just been working on. And, I have no idea whether or not you all will disappear. I only...
Thank you for our community affairs program tonight, and we bless everyone that was with us.
Courage in their soul and in their spirit. Soundness in their mind, Jesus. If this name, Effie, did your daughter ever get connected? Because I sent her something, soups and salads.
That's the last 2 weeks of
soups and salads. Actually, some will say they'll only have a soup with no meat, but I know a lot of people that fast soups and salads. Prayer with me tonight.
All right.
Time to get this thing started. Friend of your honor, I pledge allegiance. Friend of your honor, I pledge.
All right. Well.